we are focusing on four different competencies, as we call them, which deal with firearm safety, firearms laws, potential use in the home, as well as the safe handling of firearms. All of these will be done in the classroom. What will be unique and different to the NTC program is that we will be having a decision-making section, a different competency thing than what many other training events are being offered. The decision-making will be using a use-of-force simulator, a life-sized response screen with multiple branches that the students will be exposed to what it means to make a decision about a use of force.
As a public safety instructor and someone who oversees a public safety department at a technical college, do you really see the need for training here, especially when it comes to people having the choice, at least, again, if they meet certain criteria, to be able to go to the state and say, yeah, I want to be able to carry concealed? I mean, do you see that training is an essential part of this?
I see it as an absolutely essential part. And the primary reason is you may have had a hunter safety course, but that primarily deals with long guns, the rifles and shotguns, not handguns. The carry concealed obviously focuses on handguns, so that's a unique part of it. There is a provision in the statute that allows people with a prior military experience to apply for the permit without training. And again, I'm aware of some military people who served perhaps in the Navy and never even handled a firearm in the military, which sounds a little different, but that's the situation. And I think regardless of your past prior experience, having the ability to have somebody focus on how well you handle a firearm, how you load and unload, how you make a weapon safe, and having discussion about the laws in firearms, because there are still laws that will affect your utilization of a firearm if you are carrying it concealed. And so all of those things are essential components to understanding what will occur if you decide, make the decision to carry a concealed weapon.